Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is 12:08. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show, joining you live from the Mall of America. The American Cancer Society had their annual breast cancer walk today. I was invited a part of a panel about healthcare disparities and how Black women have to go into the doctor's office and fight and advocate where our white female counterparts are taken care of. And it was an amazing event. Thousands of women wearing their pink, breast cancer survivors, thrivers, people who were remembering mothers and aunts and uncles and friends and cousins who have died from breast cancer, men and women. We think of this as a disease that only women can get, but that is not the case. There were many men there today who were impacted in one way or another by breast cancer. And so it was a very inspiring day. They raised a lot of money for an amazing cause. And we'll talk more about that because, you know, it is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it is so important that we all do our part. We all do our part. The numbers, the statistics are astounding. 1 in 8. My God. And I'm just so grateful for the women and men that I met today and for the organizers of the event, Marianne and so many others out here at the Mall of America who are doing great work to make sure to create awareness, to raise money, to help people, whether it is research or getting a woman to the doctor. They are doing their part, and it's up to all of us to help in one way or another. And so I'm just so grateful that they allowed me to be a part of it today. And so I decided to stick around at the Mall of America and hang out, because who doesn't want to be at the Mall of America? And since I'm doing my show live, Lindsay, I'm down in the bowels. I'm in the top secret G14 classified area. Like, I'm in some kind of boardroom where there's like two TVs and fancy carpet. There's a break room. I'm going to go in the refrigerator and take somebody's snacks. I don't know who it is, but somebody got some lunch in there. And I'm going to take their snacks, Lindsay, because it is amazing over here at the Mall of America. I've never been. Have you ever been downstairs in the basement?
I have not. I'm very excited for you to have this experience today.
Girl,
can you identify the nearest window just in case there's an emergency? Have you found
that? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some video and send it to you. Because,
excellent.
I mean, girl, I'm right now pivoting in a very fancy leather chair with some leather, like, little pads on. Girl, you better hope I don't fall asleep. It is very comfy in here. And I'm getting the VIP treatment. Lauren came down and walked me to my room and, you know, showed me where everything was. And I mean, girl, I mean, it's pretty VIP down here. It is. This and there's pictures of famous people on the wall apparently who have been down here. I saw Jamie Foxx, I saw Heidi Klum, I saw Nicole Kidman. Yeah, pictures of the people who've been to the mall. They got the year that they were here.
So
this is where they so apparently, like, if Jamie Foxx or Heidi Klum or Nicole Kidman come to the mall, they don't just hang out with us. They don't park on P2 on the peach level. Apparently they get like a VIP, they come down here. And so I don't know, maybe my picture now will go on the wall with Heidi Klum and Jamie Foxx and all of them. So and the year that I was down here, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. We'll see. We'll see. And I'm so glad you guys are seeing and hanging out and hearing and listening to the Shaletta Show. We've got 3 hours of amazing content for you today. And I am so excited to have my next guest in the studio. And let me tell you something. Jesus is real. Okay. If you don't want to be uplifted and enlightened and inspired, do not listen to this show. Okay. Go listen to somebody else, because all we got on this show today is light, love, and laughter. So last week I was ranting about the employment crisis that is happening in this country that nobody is talking about. I saw a story in the New York Times by Katisha Roy that 300,000 Black women lost their jobs between February and April of this year. Now, it's October, so that number has gone up substantially. And how long did I fuss about that, Lindsay? About 5, 6, 7, 18 minutes? I can't remember.
A
segment and a half. Yeah, I took it after the commercial break. I was getting it in, y'all. Okay. And so the Lord had to talk to me and say, you know, okay, you're complaining about it, but what are you going to do about it? And so I was in prayer and felt in my spirit the need to do a job fair for Black women. Now, I'm a broadcaster. I don't know anything about a job fair. And I said, well, how you going to give me an assignment to do a job fair? And I don't have what I need. And then my pastor reminded me that God does not give you everything he needs. He equips the available. And so I said, I'm available. And the next thing I know, I'm on LinkedIn minding my own business. And I go into my inbox. And right after I prayed for God to send me somebody who knows something about job fairs to help me pull this thing off, Terrence Johnson from Spotlight Staffing, literally less than 10 minutes after I said my prayer, was in my inbox. And now she is in my studio. She is downtown Minneapolis, hanging out with Lindsay, joining us on the Shaletta Show. And Terrence, I tell you, if that was not divine, if that was not answered prayer, if that was not a miracle, girl, I don't know what is.
I don't know what is either, Shaletta. How you doing?
I am good. Thank you for coming into the studio and hanging out with Lindsay today. You know, I don't like for her to be in there by herself. You know, Al Shock is down in the newsroom doing his thing, and Lindsay's all in the studio by herself. So we're shaking some things up. Some folks are going to be in the studio, and Terrence is our first guest. Welcome to the historic WCCO radio studio. Terrence, you own Spotlight Staffing. We met at a Better Business Bureau event. Your company was nominated for an award, and we just hit it off, and we got to talking, and I said, give me a call. Let's go to lunch. Let's connect. And you just forgot about me until the time was right, and emailed me right then after I prayed and asked God for somebody to help me do this job fair for Black women here in the Twin Cities. Now, Spotlight Staffing, talk to us about that organization, because you are the CEO, you are the founder.
Yes, I founded Spotlight Staffing back in about 2020, 2021, and we really wanted to find a way to do some things better. We heard a lot of complaints about different agencies and how they treat candidates, how they treat their clients. We wanted to do something different, having used a temp agency before, and really just change the perspective on agencies. So we really kind of gotten into all sorts of industries, whether it's healthcare, finance and accounting, construction. We're really big on that. And then just the public sector, whether we're in school, government affairs, things like that. So we really wanted to change the narrative on what, you know, staffing recruitment firms do and how we approach things.
And so what were you nominated for? Because I was hosting that Better Business Bureau event. It was their annual meeting, and your company, Spotlight Staffing, was nominated for an award. You know, you do just do so much in community. I'm like, okay, so which thing that she's been doing is she getting nominated for? Was it all of it, or was it one thing?
We were nominated for a BBB Spark Award that showcases integrity and things that help, you know, better your community by just being a really good, integrity-driven company. And that's all that we've wanted since we began. And we were recognized. A lot of our clients actually wrote and nominated us and wrote testimonials. So we were pretty blessed to be a finalist. And I'm happy with where things are.
And you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about Spotlight Staffing, because you're seeing a trend that I talked about last week that I was fussing about. More Black women who are out of work, who are looking for jobs. And Terrace is going to talk to us about what she's seeing, the trend, how she's helping out, and how we are joining forces to help Black women find work. More on that when we come back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is 12:21. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. I am broadcasting live at the Mall of America for the American Cancer Society's annual breast cancer walk and Making Strides. My friend Joe Johnston is on stage right now emceeing. I was on stage this morning talking to some of the ladies who are survivors and congratulating them on all the money and they raised and how they will have an amazing impact. Lindsay is joining us right there in the studio, making sure all of our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. And Al Shock is in the newsroom, bringing you the latest on news, weather, and traffic. Got a lot of highway closures, so make sure you tune in to that at the top of the hour, every hour, right here on your good neighbor station. It is 12:22, and I am continuing my conversation with Terrace Johnson. She is the CEO of Spotlight Staffing. You can find her at spotlight-staffing.com, a business that has a lot of character and integrity, nominated by the BBB because of it for one of their awards. And Terrace, you and I met at that event, and you know, we chatted about it. We're chatting about it now, but it's all over the headlines. Everybody is beginning to talk about it now. New York Times, The Washington Post, Politico. Between February and April of this year, 300,000 Black women have lost their jobs. That is an unemployment crisis. Black women are the backbones of their families, communities, and churches. And when we don't do good, our community does not do good. Mm-hmm. You are seeing those numbers every day on the front line. Talk to me about that, because you said you're seeing more Black women come in looking for work.
Yes, absolutely. So since 2021, the unemployment rate for Black women has risen significantly, reaching about 6.3%. And we were trying to understand how we can help configure that, how we can help Black women achieve greater, because we do deserve better. And so we're really focusing on getting those numbers to come down. How do we diversify Black women's portfolio in the workforce? What do we need to do to really get us and them back on track? So it has been something that we have increasingly been seeing. I have worked with so far a couple of Black women who are in IT wanting to really expand, and they're just not able to get there. So it's in various industries, and we really want to just do our part to really make sure we're helping the community, uplifting the community.
And I just appreciate you doing that, connecting these women with businesses that are hiring, that are looking for their skill set, that need their dedication. These are degreed, hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding Black women who, through no fault of their own, have lost their jobs, whether it is a federal worker who has been employed for 30 years or they are in HR and the whole DEI department is now gone, or, you know, just layoffs. And, you know, we're being hit so hard, so much harder than any of the other groups or ethnicities, definitely more so than our white female counterparts. And so I wanted to do something, because these numbers just touched me in my soul. And so I was looking for somebody who is an HR expert, an HR professional, somebody with a staffing agency to partner with me to put on a job fair for Black women. And like we were talking about in the previous segment, God sent Terrace, my angel. She DM'd me on LinkedIn after meeting me a month ago at an event with the Better Business Bureau, where her company was nominated for an award. And, you know, I just appreciate you, Terrace, rolling with me.
Absolutely.
For seeing the vision. Because, okay, so when people roll with me, it goes really fast. Like my friend Chantel was like, if you hang with Shaletta, you got to stay ready, because she doesn't give you a chance to get ready. It was like, you send me a note in my DMs like, hey, we met at the BBB event. Yeah, let's go to lunch sometime soon. I was like, call me. Listen, I'm having a job fair for Black women. Are you on board? It's next Friday and it's going to be amazing. And 200 women have already signed up, and 50 are signing up right now. And you were like, okay, let's meet and see the space. And so it's going to be at the Coliseum. It's going to be Friday, October 17th from 9 a.m. until noon. People can go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com to get more information and to register to sign up to attend. It's not just a job fair. It's also a brunch. We're going to have mimosas and we're going to have food there, because we want to celebrate and uplift these women. Because, you know, Terrace, and you see it more so than I do, but these women have lost their jobs. They've been on these jobs 30 years, 35 years. Some of these women have never even, you know, done a resume or needed one, because this is the job that they got when they came out of college. And now you're seeing women come in who didn't have LinkedIn profiles, didn't have a resume, because they have given their lives to these companies and had planned to retire from there.
Absolutely. I have done, I believe in being altruistic. So what I do a lot of times when I see candidates that come in and their resumes are not up to par, they don't know how to do a resume that matches today's, you know, society.
Right.
I really encourage them to get set up with a LinkedIn. I usually help them do it. I build them their resume free of charge. And I beautify it, and I make sure they have all of the necessary things that they need on their resume to be successful in their job search. Right now, we're in the great stay, as I like to say it. So a lot of candidates, a lot of people are staying at their jobs because they're so fearful what this job market has become. And mm-hmm. a lot of them are just staying around because it's not the place to be right now. If you're unemployed, it's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just appreciate that work that you are doing for people at Spotlight Staffing. Spotlight-staffing.com is where you can find Terrace's company. Definitely a place that employers, if they are looking or listening, Terrace, and they say, you know, we've got some positions, mm-hmm. we've got some opportunities at our company that we want to fill, how can they partner with Spotlight Staffing?
Get in touch with me. Go to spotlight-staffing.com. Please fill out the form, and I'll be on you like white on rice. I'll give you a call. We'll talk about your needs. If you need any testimonials, I have plenty of it. My clients adore me and I them. We are really excited to partner with new businesses and help them get really great qualified candidates in the door, fully vetted, psychologically vetted as well, to where you know if you're getting a candidate from me, they are meant for that role, they're perfect for that role, they're going to stay in that role for a really long time and give you good retention. So get in touch with me. I'll be happy to have a conversation. Conversations are free, and I'll be happy to connect you with some good qualified candidates and help you get going.
Yes. So if you are a company out there, you're looking for some good qualified, like Terrace was saying, candidate, spotlight-staffing.com is where you can go. And for those of you out there who know Black women, are a Black woman, you are looking for work. This job fair on Friday, this Friday, is where you need to be. We are going to have some amazing companies, M Health Fairview, Ream Family Companies, the Minneapolis Police Department, Hubbard Broadcasting, so many organizations there who will be hiring some on the spot. Some will be setting up interviews for later dates, but there are entry-level positions. There are management positions. We even have some colleges that will be there, the University of Minnesota School of Nursing, in case you want to pivot and do something different that you always dreamed of doing but didn't get a chance to because you had this federal job and you wanted to ride it out and now you can't. We'll have some colleges there as well. And so where you can go to get more information is ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. There you'll find a link on the website where you can sign up to attend. It is Friday. This Friday from 9 a.m. until noon at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis, a job fair for Black women and a brunch as well. Terrace, I just can't thank you enough for your partnership, for being down like four flat tires with me and for jumping on board and helping me put this on, allowing me to pick your brain and use your expertise to make sure that this is productive for both the women and the employers who will be there, and that we're not just wasting anybody's time, that we've got it all set up so that women will come through the door and leave with an opportunity.
Absolutely. And Shaletta, you are forgetting the most exciting part about what we're doing at the job fair.
What are we doing here?
We are paying two lucky women's either rent or mortgage for the month of November.
Girl, you know what? I wasn't gonna say nothing because I wanted them to come just so they could come. Okay, just because they need to come, I wasn't gonna tell them. But I'm telling you, the Lord put it on my heart. I was like, you know what? These Black women need work, but they also need help with their bills. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do an old school raffle. So every woman who comes through the door, whether you need your rent or mortgage paid, you put your name and phone number in the raffle. And we're going to pick two names at the end of the event. And I'm going to pay for one. And Terrace, you are going to pay. Thank you for being so generous. You are going to pay for the other. So two lucky ladies who come to this event will have the November rent or mortgage paid courtesy of ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. and spotlight staffing. Girl, I tell you, that's just gonna bless the people. Look, I wasn't even gonna tell them. I'm just gonna say, hey, if you come and come on, and then we're gonna surprise them. Ta-da! But you done let the cat out the bag. So now there you go, ladies. There you go. That's the incentive. We are also making sure that you don't just find a job, but you can get ahead, because we want to bless you. So Terrence, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And I see your mama
sitting right there. Lindsay just sent me some video. I love your mama. Your mama and I are the absolute same person. And so I'm so glad your mom came. Tell your mama I said hello and thank you for coming. And I will see you all on Friday.
Give her hugs and kisses. She is a breast cancer survivor. So thank you for being there.
Oh, God bless you. It is 12:32. We will be right back on the Shaletta Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.